trying here. We've been talking now. Today's daf is daf Membez, and we are holding Masechet Sanhedrin at the very last daf of the fifth perek, Hayu Botkin. And if Aaron can move his pages even more noisily, we can probably see to it that nobody hears a word. So we were in the middle of discussing the dinim of Kiddush Levana, wondering why we don't make other brachot and so on. And we are up to 8 lines down. Om Rebacha Brachanin, Om Abbas, Om Rebbe Yochanan, Kolom, Bevarech al HaKodesh Bizmano. Now that we've been talking about the Birkat HaKodesh, because we got into the issue of how long a person wouldn't know about Rosh Chodesh and what is the shear of the Hitchatshut HaKodesh and so on, so we're already discussing the other Ma'amarim of Rabasi Omer Rabbi Yochanan in this sugya. And so one of the Ma'amarim that Rabasi quotes from Rabbi Yochanan is that anyone who makes the Brocha on the Chidush HaLevana at the correct time, we said before the correct time, that was a machlokes, whether it was until Shvi'i b'chodesh, until the 16th of the chodesh, ki ilu mikabel p'nei shechina. Why is that? We see it says here, achodesh hazeh lachem. And the lashon of zeh is a reference to a gilui in which a person can point to something, as it says, zeh eli ve'anveil. And that was obviously the gilui shechina, which everybody ra'ata shivcha layam, what even the greatest of the vim didn't see. Tanu devei Rabbi Yishmael, il male, Natosis says that the word lo does not belong here. And he goes into long explanations in Megillah that the word il male itself means if not ilu lo, is what it means. So re-saying the lo is a double negative and messes up the whole point. So il male zachu Yisrael, el alahakpil p'nei aviyem shabashamayim, kol chodesh v'chodesh dayam. It would be enough for Klal Yisrael to be makabel the Pnei Hashchina once a month, and that would make life worthwhile right there and then. Ellie, am I supposed to have to crane my neck to see you? I wait for your presence. I don't know how long I will be zoga to your presence. Please. Thank you. There we go. What a joy. Amar Abaye, Hilkach, Nimrinu Mi'umad. Therefore, if we're going to be Bekabo Pnei Shechina, it's only correct to be standing up because of the Kavod HaShechina. Maremar Marzutra, who were old at the time and didn't have Keach to stand up, they were Mechatfe Umevorche. Some say Mechatfe Ahadode, they would lean on each other. It's a very, very precarious kind of state. Maybe it's better to take out the Hadodi so they don't fall over and give each one a Filipino to, you know, to lean on. But in any event, they were too old to stand up mamish, but they did what they could in order to be mechabe pnei shechina. Omele Rav Acha l'Rav Ashi. I'll tell you the way they say the bracha in Eretz Yisrael. B'ma'arava mevarchi baruch mechadesh chodashim. Oh my leg, that you call a bracha? Ah, the women by us make that bracha. Some learned that indeed it was without shemu malchut, that the women would say, baruch Hashem, it's Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh women don't work. Ah, baruch mechadesh chodashim. But not that it was a bracha on the etzem Chiddush HaLevana, because after all, the Chiddush HaLevana is the essence of the feminine condition, which is all messed up, relating back to the Levana, which was the original female that did not like the idea of the relationship that she had with the male and ended up with the same Vuhuyim Sholbach that the original female human ended up with. And because of that, it's certainly not all that proper that women should rejoice. On the other hand, the Tikkun of the Maisa Egel, which is, of course, the essential end of wanting to have the world the way you like it to be, is something that women are involved in. And therefore, the women get the right not to work on Rosh Chodesh, because for them it's a yontif. So because of that, and of course, Rosh Chodesh, the whole point of the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh is to be mechaper on the nature of Maisa Bereishis that requires women to be in such an awful position where they're really the centerpiece of the world. So it all sort of adds up. So anyway, he was saying is, by us, even women say that bracha. You call that a bracha, for heaven's sakes. Real men don't eat brachas like that. Elak Rav Yehuda, if you want to hear a bracha, let me tell you, it's like Rav Yehuda would say, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Baruch, and Asher, Kedushanu, and so on. Not really. Asher b'mamaro barash hakim uberuach piv kol tzva'am. Chok uzman natan lahem shelo yishanu et tafkidam. Sasimus mechim la'asot ritzon konam. Now here we have another gear, so we don't have this. There's a number of various, three variations actually on this next piece. The Gemara is Poale Emet Shepu'ulatan Emet. Now if it's Poale Emet, then it's reliable workers, referring to the sun, the moon, and the entire Tzva Shamayim, that to make it very clear in this bracha, particularly as we're saying it, Kineged the Levana, man, oh man, so that it shouldn't look as if there's any Avodah Zarah in mind. So we make certain that if we call the moon a reliable worker. Do a good job, baby. That's all. So Poalei Emet, the sun, the moon, they're just reliable workers where they do their job properly. Pulatan Emet. Our Girsa is Poel Emet. Shepulato Emet. Poel Emet refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in which his Emet is that this is what, in other words, we're Mekabel, the Din, which instead of saying Dayan HaEmet, this is an element of Dayan HaEmet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was Poel Emet in what he did to the moon, and we accept that din, and which of course on Rosh Hashanah becomes central to Rosh Hashanah, the Kesel Yom Chagenu, that's the whole point. As we don't mention the Sarsha Rosh Chodesh, that's the whole Tosfos' explanation of what Bakesa means. That we cover up the fact that we need a kapora, because we don't really need a kapora, because getting to the bottom of the existential state of the universe, there's no choice. It's to be or not to be. So at that point, we're accepting it. That's why it's a Kabbalat Pnei Shechina, because going back to Maaseh Bereishit, and we're accepting now the Giloy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence of Dayan HaEmet throughout our history. So therefore, the Poel Emet is a more, much more beautiful Girsa, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shepulato Emet, and you can see whatever he does, that it's Tzidek HaDin, Ko Pulato Emet, Hatzur Tamim Po'olo. And that's what we say, Bishat Tzidek HaDin, Chas V'Sholem. So therefore, the Girsa we have has an entirely different meaning. There's a third Girsa, which puts together both. Poel Emet, Shepu'ulatan Emet. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch was a Poel Emet, saw to it that those who are going to be doing the work, their Pu'ula should be Emet. A little bit iffy in terms of antecedents and so on, but, you know, we figure people can figure it out. V'lalvana amar shetitchadesh ateret tiferet la'amusei baten, who too are reflective in their own history of the history of the moon. She'em atidim litchadesh kimotah. At the time of their own geula, Baruch Ata Hashem Bechadesh Kodashim. Beautiful bracha, absolutely stunning bracha.
What category of bracha is this?
You mean, is it a Birkat HaMitzvot or is it a Birkat Hoda'ar? You see that it's a very special bracha because the sugya before. The sugya that asks, do we say Dayana Emet? Which wasn't meant as a joke. We're saying kivadur chayu v'hachi, but we do, in essence. It's a bracha that is mechaber, the various issues of bracha together. So it's shevach, it has in it shevach, so it's a bracha arucha. It has in it the element of hodah, and it's a slight remez, even though we don't say, asher kitshono, but it's meramis to the fact that we're being mekabel b'nei hashkina, which is itself the greatest mitzvah. Raya is, simcha shel mitzvah is to turn on the music in order to be mekabel b'nei hashkina. That's what the Rashbam said. Okay, gentlemen, this is great. I will refer you to the very famous story that perhaps wasn't written by the most frum of people, but the famous Yiddish story about the Yosem, that there were his father was about to remarry the next day, and it's Mitzvah Shabbos, and the Yosem is sitting there, and this guy who's a friend of the family knows what's in store for this poor kid, you know. To have a stepmother, is really his life is over, you know, the way he's going to, he sees what's coming. And this kid is out there, Mitzvah Shabbos, and he's davening b'kavon, he's 8 years old, and he's saying the bracha over, shetischadesh ateres tferes. And then he looks up at the guy and he says, the poor moon, what did she do to deserve it? You know, if only the moon could be complete, everything would be great. He doesn't realize what's in store for him. He says, but that's the Nishmas Yisrael, that the little kid, that's what the kid is worried about. The orphan boy's not worried about what's going to be. What's going to be with the moon? It's a beautiful story. It's like a very profound insight. The whole sense that that's Kabbalah, Spnei HaShechina, and acceptance of that. It's an amazing bracha, really is. Ki betach pulot ta'aselecha milchama. Om Rav Acha bar Chanina, Om Rav Asya, Om Rav Yochanan. This is continued ma'amar of Rav Asya, Om Rav Yochanan. Betach pulot means b'mi ata motzim milchamta shel Torah. If you've got your facts straight, then you'll be able to fight the Milchamta Shel Torah. Kori Rav Yosef Anavshe, Rav Yosef was called Sinai, and wasn't perhaps as great a Tochein Harim Zebezeb, but was the Sinai. He saw that as an expression of his Yosef identity. And it was, of course, 22 years that he had put off the Rosh Hashiva ship, those were the 22 years of Ravit, put off the Rosh Hashiva ship. He called on himself Rav Tevuot Bekoach Shor, that he's the one that's hauling in all the grain, meaning all of the Idiot Torah, Kisinai, Bekeach Bechor Shoro Hadarlo, the Karnei Re'im Karnav, which we'll be talking about in today's Arik of Hanav. Yes! Sir Richard! There you go. Yeah. And indeed, deservedly so, at least up until a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, when we're still fighting the war.
Yeah. It doesn't say bitach bolot beloshon chavalim, where you have shte yadayim chavalot me'acharecha ta'asim l'chamadar, it doesn't say. Yes, indeed. Echad omer b'shtei sha'ot b'yom. Getting back to the Mishnah. So one of them talks about 2 hours, one talks 3 hours, but says, Omer b'shimi barash, now wait a minute, we could tolerate some discrepancies where it's in terms of the hours on the clock. Lo shanra lo sha'ot. But if we're talking about a specific astronomical phenomenon, echad omer kodem neitzach hamah, echad omer le'achar neitzach hamah, then that's crazy. I mean, that's the same thing as saying one says before the noon and one says afternoon. I mean, you can't make a mistake like that.
It was the day they changed the clock.
Says the Gemara, well, obviously, pshita, I mean, we don't need you to tell us that. Well, no, I mean, what I'm saying is, echad omer kodem neitzach hamah, ve'echad omer betoch neitzach hamah. So one of them says it's talking about that it was as the sun mamish came up. So it wasn't completely before the sun came up. So it's there, even that, say gutam betela. I understand. That's the same thing, no? Some had just say bin neitzach hamah instead of betoch. It's the same idea. But that same idea, anami pshita, I understand. No, because over there you can excuse it maybe the way, look, we're looking for the possibility of it being a non-discrepancy, we said. So, I might have thought that somebody that's standing in the wide open, he has a much, much greater chance of maybe mistaking the reflection off of a cloud or something. He's sitting what he thinks is in sunlight, where it's actually sunlight that's bouncing off of the horizon, and it's just that he made a mistake of the shine. He thought it was the body of the sun. Gamashma, we know that's not a mistake that we consider to be reasonable. By the way, there's an interesting halachic ramification of this Gemara. As anybody who has attempted to daven nates down at the Kotel knows, everybody's got a different nate. So how in the world, I mean, you can't expect Jews to actually agree on when the Neitzach Hamah is. So how is it that the Mishnah says, that he's saying over here that it's clear that if one says before the Neitzach, I mean, take a look at the Kotel. One is saying it's before the Neitzach, one is saying it's Le'achar HaNeitzach, and supposedly it's not considered to be a discrepancy. So what if they were both Edim in a capital case?
The one time I got the Neitzach at the Kotel, everybody got there exactly the same.
Then you should try going down there every day. It's not worth it. It's really not worth it. Hey, I still remember the days when it was a wonderful thing. Anyway, so indeed, we need to be mechalek over here between the various halachas of nates. What we understand is that in terms of edim, obviously edim are referring to something that they saw. So they're talking about the nates hachama, which we would call the nates hanir'eh. Not the Neitzach Hamah. The actual Neitzach Hamah, in terms of your little luach and so on, there's a big machloket. Is it a reference to what you see? Because it says Yira'ucha im Shemesh. Yira'ucha im Shemesh is the makor. Mashma, that we should see the Pnei Hashchina as the Shemesh comes up.
Like when we say
Berkat HaChama. Exactly. Wait, let me finish that. The question, however, is in terms of the sha'ot of tefillah that we define for the day. So over there, we don't necessarily define the nates in terms of what you see. But if we would, it would mean that the nates for someone who is standing on top of Yeshivat HaKotel is entirely different from the nates of someone who is at the Kotel. Right? I mean, because how local do we view the nates? It's the fact that there's a wall in front of you, you have to wait until the sun climbs over the wall? Is it the Har HaZeitim that's blocking the sun? Is it Har HaMoav that's blocking the sun? At one point it's Har HaMoav, at one point it's Har HaZeitim. At one point it's the Kotel in front of you. I mean, how local is the Neitz HaKamah? Big machlokas of the poskim. There's actually a Psak HaLocha that says Har HaMoav is considered to be natural and Har HaZeitim isn't, because it's local. Then there's the other extreme that holds that every floor of a skyscraper has a different Neitz HaKamah. Right? Which Rabosha Paskins? This is the question. If you're on the bottom floor of the World Trade Center, do you have to go upstairs to Dav Mincha because you missed Mincha on the lower floor? Seriously. Maybe I can get a 20-minute difference. That's what brought it down.
that became an issue between buying the God versus
other. Yeah, of course, sure. Of course. Same thing in reverse. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, so there's machlokas, and what exactly defines the Neitz HaKamah? Is it the pretense that the earth is actually a smooth round ball, and therefore we talk about a theoretical Neitz HaKamah? Is it things that are out of sight? Is it defined by the tchum? These are all incredible questions. What is the neitz de astronomy? You'll often see in the calendar, ha-neitz ha-astronomy, ha-neitz ha-nir-eh, which of course doesn't mean much necessarily depending on where you are. But that's why you have the curious fact that in Yerushalayim, despite the fact that Yerushalayim is further east, the time of Yerushalayim is further west, in a sense, because it's ahead of Tel Aviv for astronomical phenomena, because it's going to see the sun earlier, and it's going to see the sun longer. So you think, wait a minute, this is backwards, the luach is backwards. How come Yerushalayim has now a later shkia than Tel Aviv? But it's able to see the sun for longer because it's 1,000 meters up. So obviously the difference in a few kilometers east or west is not as great as the difference in the mountains. Okay, but these are our questions. But to some, bring a raya from this sunya. Because here it talks about the Neitz HaKamah as if it's a davar pashut, that the Neitz HaKamah is a physical phenomena, not just a theoretical astronomical phenomena. And Mamela, the Edim, can talk about it. Obviously, I mean, your immediate response to that is Edim are talking about what they see, not with the little computers that they have at their side with what time was Neitz HaKamah, and is my computer attached to the Naval Observatory radio signal and the atomic clock and so on. That's probably not what the Gemara was referring to. There are many who say that the locality is defined by the center of that locale, but not by a particular building. That's most poskim, not by a particular building or a particular hill. What's the center of the high point in Yerushalayim, would you say? You know, but if you climb up to the top of the such and such, that's not considered to be the high point. So, but the luchot are very, very different. Every luch you'll buy is slightly different. There's no... The best thing is to go to myzmanim.com and then you select which sheet you want out of the 500 sheets that's in a pull-down window.
Myzmanim.com.
And that you get your zmanim made special for you. And you also give them your exact location based on your GPS. And forget about that. Forget about everything else and tell them what floor you're on. You'll have your own special luach. What a world.
That's taking into consideration that you use this clay kamet
Of course. All these attempts to be metayer as atame, but I mean, Rabbi Meir tried doing that 49 different ways.
In America, when you see the newspapers in America and it says sunrise on the newspaper.
That's the Naval Observatory time. That's a theoretical, I think it's 5.3 degrees. It's based on a certain number of degrees that the sun is beneath the horizon.
So that's good to use
for you in America, Rabbi Deacon? If you're in the Navy, it should be great. Go to myzmanim.com. Get yourself a computer, young man. No, 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 no. Nobody knows that there's an E just because it's a Shvanach. They all think that it's a Shvanach because they don't know how to talk. Haven't you heard people say Zman? Whoever says Zman, they don't know how to talk. Okay, gentlemen, to be continued. Here we go. V'achar kach machnisim otam. And if, continues the Mishnah, one of the Talmidim has something intelligent to say that's near about Tom, we bring him up there, and once he's up there, we don't let him go down, koloto ayom, and it's a fantastic photo opportunity. So it's dafko to ayom? You mean he only gets to stay there that day, v'tu lo v'atani im yesh mamash bedvarav lo ayayu red misham lo olam? That if this man has managed to make a discovery that opens the eyes of Beit Din, tarbi matzio, then that's it. He belongs up there. Im ein mamash bedvarav. If he doesn't know, it turns out it was, you know, a nice thought, but So then ein yored kalayom kulo, because, I mean, otherwise, who's going to make an opinion? And then they throw him off. I mean, then it'll turn out, kadesh leto aliyato yiridalo. I mean, and then he's going to publicly commit himself to something and be cut down in front of the entire TV crew and so on. I mean, it's terrible. So they let him stay up as long as that din is going on that day. Amrabah, what you'll have to say, that the Mishnah, when it says koloto ayom, is saying at the very minimum it would be koloto ayom. In other words, im in mamash bidvarav ka'ama. It's talking about where he would not know. It's brilliant, this new telephone that reads your lips. You know about that. So now it needs it. Now Abba doesn't have to talk low. He found out. You're really on the cutting edge, Ab. Matzulo zechut. This stuff, Yomi, is probably the most dangerous anywhere in the world. So, matzulo zechut, and if not, you sit and talk about it all night long, and you get up the next morning early, and you come in. Now, you're not allowed to drink wine. Why are you not allowed to drink wine? Yeah, I eat my time alone. Omre v'acha barchanino amakra v'la roznim. To those are the Rosnim, what the Rosnim mean, the secret holders, Lashon of Raz. Eishechar! It's not correct. I mean, the Pashtas is referred, this is part of the little relationship of Batsheva to her sweet son Lemuel, which was really Shlomo while she was slapping him with her pointed heels. And one of the things she said to him was, no, little boy. Al lemelachim shtoyayin, v'lerozniim eishechar. But what is she adding by the rozniim eishechar? It means, ha'oskim b'razor shel olam, al yishtachru. People that are being osek in the deepest secret of creation, the human soul, they shall not get high. Okay, then the Mishnah says, well, and what if they don't agree? Well, they keep fighting it out. But what if they still don't agree? I mean, that's not much of a solution to say they keep fighting it out until. What if we have a hung Beit Din? I mean, you know, what are we saying that's not possible? Tell me what we do. Lower umai. Omer avacha potrinoto. Well, then we just let them go. I mean, we can't say you're zakai. But we can just say we can't be mechayev. Yeah. Yeah. V'chein omer Rabbi Yochanan potrinoto. Omelet of Papala Bible, what do you mean potrinoto? I mean, if that's a solution, that we can actually come out and make an announcement, well, sorry, we have a hung Beit Din. So then just do that in the first place. V'lifter e'meikara. So Rashi says, well, I mean, isn't that the whole point that we're taking a look over here in order to be matzil him? So here's an opportunity to be matzil. Why keep pushing? No. We're talking about after we've already added, the Mishnah's talking about, we're going to talk about later about the problem of adding. Well, once we've gotten to Shivim V'Echa, why don't we just say that, well, look, we've got 36 against 35, we can't be Bechai of you with that. On the other hand, we can't say you're Zakai, obviously, but, you know, you're free to go. So then, what's the point of continuing to be Misasek for what? L'chova, if you're able to be Paterim, so be Matzilim now? Why are you going to get... The Ron says even better. The Ron says, since nobody's going to be able to change their mind in the course of the argument, because you know, if you said Zechut, you can only change your mind. So what's the point of arguing it further? But surely if people could change their mind in the argument, so the point is only the people that are going to say Zechut can't change their mind. So if that's the case, you might as well put them up front, because you're not allowing anybody to discuss changing their mind before... Right? So I can't say, maybe you're right. We'll only find out at the time when we're going to take a vote. So you might as well just say, okay, well, either the vote's going to be going in that direction, or we might as well let them go now. I mean, I thought that wasn't the solution, to say we could be pottering him. But if we're pottering him, what the heck? Exactly. And the second thing. I mean, this is a gnai, isn't it? I mean, we're going to walk out, everybody says, well, we couldn't come to a conclusion, no decisions. I mean, that's like the government, you know what I mean? You can't come to one of the filibusters in Beit Din. That's a tremendous gnai. And the whole point of Beit Din is that there's somewhere to go to finally get an answer. I mean, if you can't even go to Beit Din for an answer, you might as well throw in the towel. Yeah, the same type of thing. Ikari Amri. Others say the kasha was deeper, as Rabbi Yaakov just said. Why even go ahead and be Mosif Adayanim? Lomali Yosifu. If it's a valid solution to potter him, so potter him up front. I mean, anyway, we're trying to find a tzad to be matzil and nu. So just say, look, if you can't come up, well, we're going to keep adding Dayanim to see whether we can find you Chayev. Omalei, so Abaye said to him, that's no kasha. Remember, the kasha isn't why not do this. It's important to recognize that, otherwise the Gemara makes no sense. The kasha is, if it's possible to be pottering him, why not do it? Which is an entirely different thing. Because then the answer makes sense. Because what he says is, that's true. There is a man the armor who holds that. In other words, don't say it's crazy. The fact that you're going to have to look for an answer why it's only Rav Yosef Koik Avotecha and not the Rabbanan, that's not what you're asking. You're attacking over your Ravaba, right? Ravaka. Ravaka says Potrinoto. You're saying that's crazy. If Potrinoto says then we might as well be Poteroto. There are Ishtanoim that holds we might as well be Poteroto. It's not crazy. So now fine, you'll figure out why one holds we should wait until Masif and one holds not. But that's not a problem. So Rabbi Yosef Kala Kavatah, Tatani Rabbi Yosef Yomer Kishim Shein Mosifin Al Beit Din Shal 71, Kachin Mosifin Al Beit Din Shal 23. In the same way that there's a point, or there's a cutoff point here. So why not say, 23 is a perfectly empowered Sanhedrin Katana, what are you mechuyev to go up to 71? They can't come up with a conclusion, Potrinoto. Tan Rabbana. Omrim bedinei mamonot nizdakein adin. Ve'in omrim bedinei nefashot nizdakein adin. You can say, now, similar to what we've just been talking about, but we don't know exactly what that means. This din has become old and tough, what it seems to be saying. So, what does that mean? My nizdakein adin. So, if nizdakein adin indeed means old and tough, starting to look like Richie, you know. Although, by the way, you should know, Rich.
Yeah.
That people have the impression all over the world that you're about 17 years old.
Well, they got me older by about 4 or 5. I'm only 13.
Okay, but that so when they come here, they're shocked. That's Richie. Yeah,
that old man.
Yeah, the old geezer. What? He's a tough guy.
It's the heart of a 17.
That's the point. Over the audio, you only hear the heart.
I don't think.
Looks are misleading. You know, unless you try the Skyping, he's got this caveman picture on. I think it's the Elio Anovi look. So that's what it means by Kashtina. You know,
about statute of limitations.
They're saying that basically we can't come to a conclusion. So, but then it should be just the opposite. No, I mean, then Ibrahim Iboile. Why are we saying that you can say that b'dinei mamonot, but you can't say it b'dinei nefashot? I mean, on the contrary, b'dinei nefashot, if the Beit Din has decided, look, we can't just decide this, we're going to need to consider more and more, I mean, that's more likely to say b'dinei nefashot, no? Ibcha mi boile. Omar, Ravuna bar Manoch, b'shpeh d'rvach, b'rei d'rvika, indeed, epoch. It should have said it the other way around. That dinei nefashot, the Dayanim can say, look, this is not working out. We're going to need another couple of days. We'll keep fighting with each other. Rav Ashi says, no. The bride, you don't go around changing your saot. What is this? The seminary. Manis dakein hadin means chacham dina. Means, wow, we really got to the bottom of this one. And that's it. We really understand it fully. You can't say that by dinin fashot, because by dinin fashot, it says in the Mishnah, somebody comes along, anybody, and says, I have an idea that we should reopen this, because I came up with a new insight. You can't say, no, no, we've already been through it. We know exactly what we're talking about. You always have an open mind. When it comes to dinei mamonot, you paskin, ain't a dayan el hamashin avro'ot, and that's good enough.
This is before the psak has been laid down.
No, after the psak. Yes, but dinei nefashot will reopen. So that's what it means. Then it's perfectly consistent with, as we're going to see, even if the guy's on his way on the Green Mile, you know, and he's on the last inch, we'll still bring him back to Beit Din and reopen it.
They understand this. Can you call the witnesses now? Texas, where
for dinei nefashot, but only l'schut, of course, never to be mechayev him.
Wouldn't be on the Green Mile.
That's right. So the problem is, how do you understand this? It's the Beit Din, not as a whole, but the Av Beit Din is the one who says that. Now, if you're going to tell me that it means we've really done a good job, okay, the Gadol Av Beit Din is the one who make that determination and say, this din is about as good as it gets. Ela'i Amrit Kash Dina. If what it means is, boy, we don't understand this, we're going to need a lot more. What do you need the Gadol to be saying it? He's embarrassing himself by saying, we haven't been able to manage to understand this. So, Kisufei Adakamir Sif Nafshi. Does that make sense? Absolutely, says the Gemara. Of course it does. Isn't it always better to say the truth yourself first before somebody else says it? So, at least like this, it doesn't look as bad. So, better you say it up front before the newspapers report it. So therefore, the Gadol Shabbatayanim says, Kashtina, Ike. Now there's another approach, which goes like this. Ike the Amri.
Kashtina means...
It's very tough. We just don't understand it yet.
We need more time.
We need more time.
But the problem is that you can't take more time?
No, it's, in other words, we will not say that by dinei nefashot. By dinei mamonot. By dinei nefashot, it's a good idea to keep putting it off and not to... Not to say, well, it's neiter like this, we should pass Kanaim the Dayan, Alamash and Amarot. That you shouldn't say. Now, Ikaniyam, others say that the Kasha is just the opposite. That, you know, Bishlem, a Kashtina, Hainu Deina Dome, Mitbayesh Miatzabon, Mitbayesh Miachirim. That if anything, it implies that it means Kashtina. And that would explain why the Gadol Shabbadayanim is the one to be saying it, because otherwise it's even more embarrassing. But if it's saying that, boy, this is definitely the correct din, that's what you want the newspapers to say. You don't want to say it yourself. Because, I mean, if you're going to say that it means Chacham Dina, so what, the Gadol is Ashbuchi Mishbach Nafshe? He's saying we're great? I mean, isn't it saying in the Pasuk, Yalocha Zar Velo Picha? Isn't it better for the stranger to say how great you are, not for you to be saying how great you are yourself? Well, that's different over here. Shani Milta de Beit Dina, we're talking about an Inyan of Beit Din, which is the professional requirements of the Gadol Shabbat Din. It's not a personal Ashbuche here. This is his job. So there, the Gadol Shabbat Dayanim is Da Gadol Rami. It's on his shoulders to make whatever statements to the press are necessary. And therefore, when he says, we've done a great job, he's not talking about himself. He's doing his job. Kiditznat. Gomru et ha-davar ha-yumachli simotam. We would bring them back in. We said before, to the Edim, the Bali Dinim. He represents, he's the face of the Beit Din. Nigmar Hadin. Now, we're going to start in order of the various mitot Beit Din. And the first one, assuming it's the most chomer, we'll see, is Skila. And therefore, we're going to talk here in this parak about the Chiyuv of Skila. So now, once the din is over, Motzino tola soklo, we take him out on that Green Mile. So Beit HaSkila, you chutz le Beit Din, the Beit HaSkila used to be outside of Beit Din, and, the Rachok be Beit Din also, but we're going to discuss in the Gemara what exactly chutz le Beit Din means. Shenemar, because after all it does say, Hotzeyat HaMekalel, El Mechutz LaMachane. Echad Omer HaPetach Beit Din V'Asudarim V'Yado. Now we need walkie-talkie contact the entire time. And if your walkie-talkies aren't working, you need a guy with a flag who stands in front of the Beit Din. Another guy on a horse who's within visual range of the flag. And now they start walking. just within the visual, if somebody comes into the court and says, Yeshli lalamed alav zechut, then the guy in the front of the court waves the flags. Vasus ratzum amidim, and now the horse runs ahead, grabs them before they have a chance. Stop! Don't hurt that man! They bring him back to Beit Din and they go. Not only that, afilu hu omer yeshli lalamed alav zechut, even if the guy says, wait! I just figured out a reason why I should not be killed. We take him back, and magzirinoto. Afilo arbaba chamesh pa'amim, even 4 or 5 times. See what that's all about, we'll see. Ubavach yesh mamash bidvarav, as long as what he's saying makes sense. How are they supposed to know if it makes sense? I mean, it's not the basin has. The Gemara will discuss.
Makes sense for him.
Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Beit Askila chutzl beit din. That's all. It just needs to be chutzl beit din. Beit Askila chutzl beit din ave. Vetulo. It doesn't need to be more than that. Doesn't it say in the Bright of Atanya, Beit Askila chutzl shalosh machanot? It has to be outside all shalosh machanot there. You could talk about Yerushalayim chutzl shalosh machanot, which would be the Azor as the Machane Shechina, and then the Harabayit, which is Machane Levia, and then outside of the Komat Ha'ir, which would take him out of Machane Yisrael. But, and there is also a comparison, not only in Batei Arei Choma, but the equivalent. If in Yerushalayim you need outside of the walls, then you certainly are going to need outside of this city when it comes to the other Batei Dinim. So why does it say chutzl beit din? Said the Gemara, no, of course you're right, but nonetheless the Mishnah makes sense. I'll tell you why. What if the Beit Din is bechutzl Eir? So you'll say, okay, so we've already, well, the Beit Din evacuates the city, comes out. So you'll say, so then it's okay. No, it's never okay. The Beit Askila has to be outside of the court. It can't be together with the court. Actually, therefore, says the Gemara, in Kedika Amrit, what you're saying is true. The reason the Mishnah says this is, tell me a different halacha. Let's say the Beit Din went outside, and you'll think that then it's mutter to be circle in the Beit Din. It's not. Because otherwise it's a horrible impression. What is it? Beit Din is a place where they kill people. Beit Din is a place of din. Inami. Another reason why we may want it outside of Beit Din is because we want that green mile. This way there's more of a chance. We need to keep extending those chances beyond all hope. And that idea itself is part of the way in which we do the Dinei Nefashot. We never give up. Even Achiboto Ayom. Minani Mile. Where do we get the idea that there's an absolute chiyuv that it has to be chutz l'shalosh machanos? Where does that come from? I mean, the fact that it needs to be chutz l'beit din, I understand. They're saying it's a logistical issue that has to do with the appearances of the beit din and so on, or the need for hatzalah. But why shalosh machanot? The Tana Rabbana, hotzeya tamekalel al mechutz l'machane. That clearly means chutz l'shalosh machanot. Says you. Atalamer chutz l'shalosh machanot. Oh, ein ela chutz l'machane echad. Well, now, let's see what goes into this. Ne'mar kan mechutz l'machane. And then it also says by the Parim HaNisrafim. So we have the Par HaAlim Davar Shal Tzibur, which follows the Par Kohen Mashiach. I mean, are we, Richie? Oh, it says the word Hotzeah Michutz L'Machaneh here, and it says by the Parim HaNisrafim, it always says Michutz L'Machaneh. We know by the Parim HaNisrafim it's Chutz Shalosh Machanot. Therefore, we're comparing it here with the same words of Michutz L'Machaneh, Chutz Shalosh Machanot. Okay, so now you've taken it back one step, but you're not being very persuasive. How do I know that the Parim HaNisrafim have to be Chutz Shalosh Machanot? V'hata minala. Ah, that. The Tana Rabbanan. Votzi et kol hapar el Michutz L'Machaneh el makom tohor. Now, I say, says the bright, that means chutz l'shalosh machanot. You say, atah omer chutz l'shalosh machanot, or ena l'chutz l'machaneh achad. What makes you say that? Well, I mean, the truth is, kishu omer el michutz l'machaneh bepar ha'eda. Remember, we first start with the par koed Mashiach. We're holding in parshat tzav, you know. So we're not very far from this sugya. Kishu omer el michutz l'machaneh bepar ha'eda. Which of course occurs later, but that's not the point. I mean, we know that we have two stories, one after the other. One about the Parkrein Mashiach, where Kohen Mashiach is Chote, and the other where the entire Beit Din and Yisrael is a mistaken Hora'ah and does Alpihim. And there too, it says, El Michutz L'Machaneh. Now what's the point of repeating a Michutz L'Machaneh there? Do we not already know that everything has been compared b'feirush harikvar ne'amar v'sarafoto kasher sarafat apar harishon? It says b'feirush to do what you did in the previous case. So why repeat el michutz l'machaneh? Obviously to add yet a second machaneh. It's not enough to get out of the Azara. You have to get out of the Harabayit. And how do you know you have to get also out of the ear? Ah! Kishu Omer, now there's yet another Chutz L'Machaneh. It says, Michutz L'Machaneh, by the din of the Shvichot HaDeshen. You're supposed to take the Deshen off the Mizbeach, and you bring it, El Michutz L'Machaneh, Votzi Et HaDeshen, El Michutz L'Machaneh. So, okay, what does that have? Ah, it has everything to do with this. Because She'ein Talmud Lomar, there's no point of saying that. Because after all, Hare Kvar Ne'amar, back in the Pasuk, the original Pasuk of the Parkoin Mashiach, where it identifies Al Michutz L'Machaneh, it says, which Chutz L'Machaneh? Al Shefech HaDeshen Yisareif. Ha-ha! So we already know that the Shefech HaDeshen is in the same place, Michutz L'Machaneh. Why then repeat yet a third time Michutz L'Machaneh for the Deshen, huh? How do you explain that? Clearly, that adds yet a third Machaneh. L'tein lo Machaneh sheli sheet, which means that it's Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. Now you know. And therefore we compare Hotzei at the Mekalel to the Hotzei that we have by the Parim HaNisrafim. And that explains everything. And the same Lashon, rather, Michutz L'Machaneh appears in both cases. The Azara, the Har Habayit, and the Chomat Ha'ir.
Outside the wall.
No. There is whatever, except that over here in Beit Din, we're comparing it because we want the distance, as Rashi says. Ask the Gemara now, but wait a minute. Chutz L'Machaneh appears elsewhere, and there it does not mean Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot, and there's no reason for us to choose to compare it to Parim HaNisrafim, where it does mean Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. Why not learn it out from Shkutei Chutz? And Shkutei Chutz is El Petach O Moed Lo Hevi'o. So it's obviously, even Chutz L'Azara, you didn't bring it to the Petach O Moed. So then you already chayim at Shkutei Chutz. So that's Chutz L'Machaneh Achat. Why not say, just like Bichutz L'Machaneh Bashkut HaKutz means Chutz L'Machaneh Achat, so too, does Votzeh at HaMekalel HaMichutz L'Machaneh, Michutz L'Machaneh Achat? Who's to say, needs to be Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot? So therefore, Leila Bishkut HaKutz, Mala Halon Chutz L'Machaneh Achat, Avkan Chutz L'Machaneh Achat. Well, now, we're thrown onto our own devices, aren't we? Is it more reasonable to learn the din of the Skila from the Parim HaNisrafim, or from Shkutei Chutz? Let's analyze that. I say it's Mistavra miParim HaNisrafim Avilei LaMelav. Makes the most sense to compare it to the Parim HaNisrafim. Why? Because you have, in all of those cases, you have Hotzei, the Lashon over there is Hotzei El Michutz L'Machaneh Makshir Mechaper, that's now the Simen. There are all of these ways. So Hotzei, by both cases, by the Mekalel and the Parim HaNisrafim, it uses the word Hotzei. Now, it certainly is not going to use the word Hotzei by Shkutei Chutz. It's exactly what you don't want to do. All right, so that word Hotzei appears only in those three cases. The Par Kohen Mashiach, the Par Olam Dovar, and the Beit HaSkila. But it does not appear in the case of Shkutei Chutz, obviously. Furthermore, we also have another comparison, which is the fact that it's a makshir in both of them. We have makshirei mitzvah. What you're doing, you're coming to do what is necessary in the hotza'ah to complete the mitzvah. Whether the mitzvah is the sreifa sapar, or the mitzvah is the skila. When it comes to shrutei chutz, you're about to do an avera. So you're comparing this to heksher. It's not heksher. It's going in the wrong direction. And therefore, they're much more similar to the sparim HaNisrafim, right? Furthermore, the other comparison would be that in these two cases you're being mechaper, these three cases you're being mechaper, so the Beit HaSkila and the Parim HaNisrafim are very similar, that they're both coming to end up creating a kapara, and that makes them very similar, and we should look to that comparison. Well, not necessarily. I mean, that's three ways I count. There's four ways that we can compare them to Shkut Echutz, to the Beit HaShkita. Adarabba, Mishkut Echutz HaVeleil HaMelech, Shekein, Adam, Chote, B'Neshama, Pigul. After all, there too we have, first of all, the Mechutz L'Makaneh by the Mekalel is a reference to a human, not a par. And the Shkut Echutz of Mechutz L'Makaneh is a reference to a human, not a par. Talking about a person can't go out Chutz L'Makaneh to Shecht. So why would we refer the human din to the par din? That really doesn't make sense. Furthermore, both cases are talking about the chet, it's coming now, the mekalel is the chote, the shkut echutz is the chote, and we're comparing a chote to a chote. Why would we learn it from Purim HaNisrafim, which is the correct way of doing things? Let's compare it. Furthermore, in both cases, the mechutz l'machaneh to shecht an animal, and the mechutz l'machaneh to shecht a human, so to speak, with the skila, is neshama. It's both coming to discuss taking the life of a living being. Mashenkein, the Purim HaNisrafim are dead. You're taking out dead meat. You're not taking out a living animal. And not only that, but the comparison of Mechutz L'Machaneh v'Shkut Echutz and the Mekalel is that neither of them could possibly cause pigul. So there's no machshava that could possible. A machshava that I will do shkita b'chutz is not a machshava's pigul. But a machshava that I will take a Purim HaNisrafim and instead be makrivit b'chutz is a machshava's pigul. So that means the Mechutz L'Machaneh creates a boundary, a space in which it's possible, which is called a mechitza in technical terms, creates a mechitza that is a mechitza defined by the dinim of pigul, which, as we know, is the Torah's ultimate definition of time-space boundaries, is that it causes pigul. So obviously it makes far more sense to compare a pigul case to a pigul case, and not a non-pigul case to a pigul case, because that's an entirely different sense of mechitza. So I conclude, therefore, that your limud was wrong, and that the Beit HaShkita only has to be one mechitza outside of the mechitza of Shirin. Says Gemara, no. Because this was really an exercise in futility. The truth is that all along we knew a makshir from makshir is a decisive factor. Because to compare doing the right thing to the wrong thing is weird. I mean, this shkut echutz. Why in the world would be the shkut echutz? The Torah may be makshir, don't do anything wrong. But on the other hand, saying do everything right. Do everything right. It's what's Mishalosh Machanah. That's the ultimate comparison. And therefore, makshimi makshir adiflay. That's the best possible result for the circumstances. Should I complete? I can complete it in 3 minutes. Except we're over time, but yeah. Okay. Rav Papa Amar. It's very simple. What do you need? These fancy drushes. Where was Moshe? Moshe Chavayati was in the Machane Leviyak. He's a Levi, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Hotzeat HaMekalel Mechutz L'Machane. So that means outside of where you are. That's Chutz L'Machane Leviyak. And then the Pasuk continues on to say, Vayotziot HaMekalel Mechutz L'Machane. So that's adding yet another Machane. That's Chutz L'Machane Yisrael. Now wait a minute, wait, that's not a separate thing. That's reporting that they did what they were said to do. How can you make that another Machane? Haimi Boile La'asiyah. No. There's another pasuk that says they did what they were supposed to do. Asiya be'ed yaktiva uvenei Yisrael asu kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Therefore, it must be that this adds another machaneh. Wait, if that's the case, elamiyatava yirgmu oto aven my avdile. So then, why does it? If it says they did everything right, then why does it add they did everything right and vayirgmu oto aven? You said they did everything. No, that's coming. Tell me something else. When it says "vayirgamu oto dafka aven," it means him, meaning his naked self, not him plus his kisut. And so that's one diyuk. Okay, so it's oto. And furthermore, aven. Why does it say a single oven? I thought it's supposed to be uskatem va'avanim. That's also limud. She'im meit be'even achat yatsa. There's no chiev to indicate your disapproval by piling on the stones. It's not a stoning, it's a killing. V'itztrich l'michtav evan, v'itztrich l'michtav avanim. The truth is we have two different dinim. If the Torah wrote only avans, I would have said, okay, How about if the guy doesn't die? Well, said only bring one stone. If he doesn't die, that's it. Goes free. Double jeopardy. We're not going to add now another stone. On the other hand, if the Torah writes avanim, avanim, we should use more than one stone. So therefore, I say the limud is very simply for Moshe. Yeah, that's very nice, Rav Papa, except it's completely useless to the question. You're coming to explain the Braita. The Braita says, Ne'emar b'chutz l'machaneh, v'ne'emar b'chutz l'machaneh, and our kasha was, how do we know it's that b'chutz l'machaneh? Maybe it's the chutz l'machaneh of shkutei chutz, and you're coming along and bringing a completely different drasha, and you're saying, that's what he means. What? No, I'm saying that the Braita was engaging in what I would have said if we wouldn't have known about Rav Papa. That's what we're saying over here. So, Ilu lo nemar is what he's saying. Ilu lo nemar kama, vachi kama. If it wouldn't have said beferish what Rav Papa said, so ilu lo nemar kra, I would have assumed that the Mishnah was basing itself on the following Gzeirah Shavah. Not that I know that such a Gzeirah Shavah exists. I would have concluded that there must be such a Gzeirah Shavah, because after all, and in the end it does work out beautifully, that there might as well have been such a Gzeirah Shavah. It works out so great. But that's not really the limud. So I would have said, but of course, Akshav Shinamar Kra, Gzeirah Shavah Lo Tzarich. And that explains it. Rav Ashi Amar, Moshe Hecha Havayati. Rav Ashi says it's very simple how we derive Chutz L'Sholish Machanes. Where was Moshe when he was being commanded? B'machane Leviyah. The moment the Torah told him, Hotzei, et HaMikalel. So Hotzei, by definition, means get him out of here. Where is here? Out of Machane Leviyah. So he's now one step out, and where is he now? In Machane Yisrael. Then, for no reason, it adds El Michutz LaMachaneh, which by definition was already Chutz LaMachaneh. This must mean Chutz to the next Machaneh, which is Chutz LaMachaneh Yisrael. So, and then why does it say Vayotziu Et HaMikalel, which is Mashma, another Hotzah? No. That's what Vayotziu Et HaMikalel is the general Asiyah that they did, whatever they were supposed to do. They took him out, like they were supposed to take him out. Why is this an additional taking out? Well, wait, Asiyah? Afterwards it says, Evenei Yisrael Asur Kasher Tziva Hashem Et Moshe, no? So then why would it have to mention Vayotziu Et HaMikalel and Uvnei Yisrael Asu if it's for Asiyah? Because it's another Asiyah. Because Ahumi Boy Lelismicha Ulidechia. That we need for what it does. Vayotziu Et HaMikalel is all very nice. But how did we know that they were Mekayim, the mitzvah of Vesamchut Yadam? And how do we know that we were Mekayim, the mitzvah of throwing him, which Lamaisa is not even mentioned here, it's only because if we learn it out of the Din of Har Sinai, Yaro Yare. So Mamela, we needed to mention that. And therefore we have that pasuk for Dechia. Umalei Rabbanan L'Rav Ashi. That's a very nice drasha, but if you're right that Hotzei and El Michutz are two completely different drashas, so then L'Didach, why do we have two extra Hotzei by the Paraman Yisrafim? Because over there it also says Hotzei B'Chutz L'Machaneh. And you said that over there we had darshan each one is one. Now we have to darshan each one is two. So that means we now have two additional machanos which don't exist. How do you explain that? Maida rashtabu, Tasha. That indeed is a problem. Dayam, Omer Abaye Yilkach Tzarech, Nimrinu Me'umad, Marim Omer Zurta Michtefeu Mevarechi. Omer Levach Lerav Ashi, B'ma'arova Mevarechi, Baruch Mechadesh Chadashim, Omer Lech, Ayin Ashi Didanami Mevarechi. Elag Rav Yehuda, Domer Rav Yehuda, Baruch Asher B'ma'amaro Barash Chakim Uvruach Piv Kotzva'am, Chok Uzman Natan Lehem Shelo Yishanu Vtafkidam, Sassimus Mechim La'asot Ritzon Konam, Po'alei Amet, Shepulatan Amet, Ulal Kore Rav Yosef Anafshi V'Rav Tevuot B'Koach Shor. Echad Omer B'Shtei Shaot, but Echad Omer Omer Rav Shimi Barashi Lashon HaLashaot, Echad Omer Kodom HaNetzach Hama, V'Echad Omer Ach HaNetzach Hama, Yudan B'Tein L'Pshita, V'Echad Omer Kodom HaNetzach Hama, V'Echad Omer B'Nei Netzach Hama, Onam Yipshita, Ma'ad Adem Abi Kiluye Koi V'Zuri Ba'amu Techaza, Kamash Balan. אחר כך מכניסים על אותו היום ותולו, ותניה, אם יש ממש בדבריו, לא היה יורד בשם לעולם? אם אין ממש בדבריו, אין מורדים על כל היום כולו, כדי שלא תהיה עלייתו, ירידה לו? אמר רבי, תרגמו, אם אין ממש בדבריו, מצאו לו זכות, ולא ישתו יין, יין מיתיים עלו, אמר רבי ברחנינו המקרוב, ולרוזנים אי שחר, עוסקים ברזו של עולם, Al yishtachru, mash enkei, when it comes to the din of the mamanot, it's shata revi'it al yore. But that's yisra v'heter. Lo ra'u mai. Omer avacha potuinato. V'chein omer avyochon potuinato. Omer l'r'u papal abai. Well, if you could do that, you might as well lift her in the ikara. Omer l'yachin omer avyochon, you really could. But k'dei shelo yetzu mevedin mu'ur v'avim. Ikidi Amri Amalay Rav Papal Abayev, Olomale Yosifu, Lifter Emi Beidin Akama, Omale, that's true too, Rabbi Yossi Kaya Kavatecha, Tetani Rabbi Yossi Omer Kishim, Shein Mosifin Al Beidin Shal Shavim Ve'achad, Kachin Mosifin Al Beidin Shal Shavim Shalsha. Tone Rabbanu Omrim Bedinei Mamonot Nizdakin Adin, Ve'in Omrim Bedinei Fashot Nizdakin Adin. What exactly is Nizdakin Adin? Ile Bekashdin, I should have said the opposite. But dinner for short is the time you should take the most time for it. Indeed, epoch the girsa. Ravashi amana, no, 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 Meitve, gadol shebedai ani inomer nizdakin adin, iyamet bishlama chacham dina. Haini di omer ha-gadol, but iyamet kash dina. What, lo sagi di omer ha-gadol? I mean, this is an embarrassment. Kisuv adokam yichsev nafshe? In, yeah, absolutely, you know, dome. Mitbayish me'atzvom, minu mitbayish me'achrivim. Ikri yam iyamet bishlama kash dina. Haini di ino dome mitbayish me'atzvom, mitbayish me'achrivim. Eli iyamet chacham dina, what? The gadol is ashbuchim mishpach nafshe. The aktivi halelcha zar v'lo picha. Well, but shani milta de begina. Da gadol ramia, kiditnan. Gomru et adavar yomach nisina tan gadosh b'dayanim omer. Ish ploni ata zaka, ish ploni ata chayav. And therefore, he is the one to say that kash echacham dina. Hadan alach hayubot kin. Nigmar adin motzinot ala soklo betas kelo echutz v'beitin shenema hotzei ata mekaleo. אחד אומר על פתח בית דין והסודרים בידו וסוס רחוק ממנו כדי שירו אהו. אומר אחד, יש לי ללמד עליו זכות. אבל מניף בסודרים הסוס רט. ומעמידן. ואפילו הוא אומר, יש ללמד על עצמי זכות מחזרין אותו. אפילו ארבע וחמש פעמים, ובבד שיש ממש בדבר עם. ובית הסקילה חוץ לבית דין אבי ותולו, ותניה בית הסקילה חוץ לשלוש מחנות, אם כדי כאמרת, הדק לניחי נפקא מינה, that even if נפק בית דינה, ויתיב חוץ לשלוש מחנות, you still always need a separate requirement, which is חוץ לבית דין. So אבדינה בית הסקילה חוץ לבית דין, כאחד לא מתחזק בית דין רוצחין, אינמי כאחד עד אבי לה הצלה, along the walk. This means chutz v'sholosh machanot. Ata omer chutz v'sholosh machanot. V'hinei alo chutz v'machaneh achad nemer kam mechutz v'machaneh v'nemer v'parim v'nisrafim chutz v'machaneh. Mala alo chutz v'sholosh machanot. Afkan chutz v'sholosh machanot. Ata minalan. תתן רבן אמרתי את כל הפרעה מחוץ למחנה, חוץ לשלוש מחנות, אתה אומר חוץ לשלוש מחנות. או הנה, חוץ למחנה אחד, כשהוא אומר, אל מחוץ למחנה בפרעה העידה, which is completely unnecessary, שאתה משהו כבר נאמר, ושרף אותו כאשר שרף את הפרעה הראשון, must be ליתן לו מחנה שנייה. And then, when it further says, אל מחוץ למחנה בדשן, which of course ain't time to say, שהרי כבר נאמר על שפך הדשן יישרף, that must be ליתן לו מחנה שלישית. But how do we know to learn skila from Purim? Leila v'shchut echutz. Ma la'alan chutz v'machane achad afkan. Chutz v'machane achad. Well, it's mistabra. Mipurim anisrafim aver l'meila. Shekein hotzei o mechutz v'machane machshir o mechaper. Adarama, mishchut echutz aver l'meila. Shekein adam chotei b'neshama pigol. Well, but in the end, makshmi makshar odifle. Rav Papa Oma Moshe Chavayati. V'makana Levia. Oma Nerech Mano Tziyata Mekalele Mechutza Machane. That means Chutza Machane Levia. And then, in fact, it adds, V'ayot Tziyata Mekalele Mechutza Machane. Which must mean Chutza Machane Yisrael. But that last pasuk we buy Leila Asiya. No. Asiya Be'ed Yektive. U'vnei Yisrael Asu. Kashe Tziva Hashem Et Moshe. Elamiyata V'yurgimu Oto Aven Ma'i Avdilei. That's a chiddush. Show me by the get a tanya. By yugemu oto aven. Oto, first of all, velobik suto. Aven, she made beven echad yotza. Vitzichel mikhtav even, vitzichel mikhtav avanim. Ika davachmana even avamine echad lomit bechoda lo neite achrito mikhtela. Katavachmana avanim. Ika davachmana avanim avamina mikora naite tarte. Katavachmana even. Vahaitana nemar ka omar. Nah, this is for papa. He means ilu lo nema, come on, come on. Ilu lo nema kra, like Rav Papa, hayiti omer gzereshava. Of course, achshav shema kra, gzereshava lo tzar. Rav Ashi omar Moshe echaviyat, magan levia. Omer lachmane otziyat omer chutzva machane, that's levia. El mi chutzva machane, that's chutzva machane Yisrael. Vayotziyo te mekala, that's for Asiya. Asiya, Asiya bedik tibu b'nei Yisrael asu, kashet tiva Hashem et Moshe. Yes, but we need to tell me smicha techia, which doesn't say before. Omer le'Rabban le'Ravashi, le'didok. What are you going to do with all of the otzi el mechutz machane by the Purim and Israfim? My darashtabu, you got two extra machanot. Kasha.